Are you kidding me, Elizabeth?
It's not my fault your set's not safe.
My set.
Yeah, you want to be the boss? You take responsibility.
I never said I wanted to be the boss.
This whole thing is fucking stupid. We need to pull this thing back.
Just shrink it. Elizabeth.
I'm walking. I want to hold it.
She keeps saying this is her last episode.
Yeah,
let's just pull it closer and then move the stand.
I'm calling the ACLU.
I don't know what that is, so go
honestly,
off.
Honestly, I'm not sure I do either.
Is that enough?
No, I Here. Think it's fine. If it falls, it falls.
Here, I'll just pass them. Oh. Oh, my hell.
There it is. Thank you.
Did yours fall too?
Yeah. Good, 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 good.
If this isn't a sign.
What does your slate say, Chris?
Happy World Party Day.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
One take one marker.
On
a Monday?
Fools?
On Wednesday.
Oh.
Oh, when this airs. Yeah. I see. I see what you're doing. It's in real time, April Fool's Day today. If
and
one
what
of
does
you
that
try
mean?
To prank me.
Oh.
You don't know what April Fool's Day is?
No, it means it's the start of my birth month, you bad friend. God.
I cannot with you and
I cannot
your birth
with
month.
You and your birth month.
Why have you come in so hot today?
I don't know.
It's like, I've been respectful. I've been nice. I had a great weekend. I don't have a lot to complain about. And
oh,
she's just attack, attack, attack.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Is it like...
I wouldn't say that. It was attack, attack, attack.
What?
I wouldn't. Those wouldn't be the choices of words.
You're
that I
literally
made.
Criticizing. It's hot outside today. Chris had the
it's
air on, and I came in and I said,
"60 degrees outside
Thank
today."
You so much. No, it's not. Don't make
yes,
me pull
Check.
Out the weather.
Pull it up.
Right now it's 63,
pull it up.
But it's sunny, and there's
so it's 63.
It's gonna be 70 degrees in like 10 minutes.
Let's hope. Cross our fingers.
I'm sweating. I'm going to be dripping from the armpits in 2 seconds. We had the air breezing, and Elizabeth started screaming about it. And I was like, I went to your house literally a week ago, uh-huh. and it was so cold, I couldn't put on enough layers.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Sip Official Podcast with Ryland Adams and Lizzie Gordon.
Hello, hello. We haven't done that in so long that I'm not even going to be able to find those assets anymore.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I hear you guys. I understand our intro is still from Colorado. What do you want me to do about it? I have 2 kids and no time anymore.
That's okay.
So I think we're going to be live from Colorado for the rest of our lives unless I can go back and find the intro from us.
I think we should just do like a rink-a-dink intro.
Who's going to edit that?
I mean, Shane. We all know Shane is going to edit it. You can't hear it. Sounds fine.
No, my husband doesn't have time for No, I want to see your mouth. I don't like when I can't see your mouth moving once I'm in post-production. Oh. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
I want to hear that beautiful voice. We've both dressed for spring.
Because it has sprung.
Spring has sprung.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it.
I am too.
We have beautiful, gorgeous flowers in the back that somebody who helps with the boys brought.
So gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. It even has like a little Easter bunny
a
popping out.
A tiny little
out.
Purple bunny. I like that little bunny.
And I like the flowers because we can't do the candles for your unborn baby.
I mean, we can do... Well, it's for everyone. It's not just for me that we're avoiding carcinogens, guys. It's for everyone in the room.
I mean,
just
but
for
technically,
the record.
It's...
Chris is in the hospital every fucking day.
Technically, it's for you because I burned a candle until you got pregnant.
Right.
So I'm being respectful of your child, not you.
I appreciate it, but as a young man with a brain lesion, maybe you also shouldn't be
wow.
around carcinogens. I'm just saying.
Did you really have to throw that in my
no,
face
I'm
right
just
now?
Saying.
I already wake up at 2 a.m. every night freaking
with heart
out.
Palpitations. When are we
freaking out about it. And so I did, I don't really have a primary doctor at Kaiser. I went for a physical and he didn't really do anything
Nobody
for me.
Nobody wanted to touch his balls at his physical, so now he has no primary.
And then I was like, I thought we were doing like labs too. And he's like, oh, you gotta go to a different place to do that. And I was like, So now I don't know if I've technically gotten my physical, even though I went through the annoying motions of getting a physical so that if something came up, I could be referred to a specialist because you can't go to a specialist without having seen your primary care doctor.
Right.
So I messaged him 5 days ago with a screenshot, a definition, and an image of my lesion mm-hmm. and said, hey, can you please refer me to a specialist? Do you think that man has replied to me?
No.
No. And now what? I'm going to have to sit on the phone with Kaiser for 3 hours
yes.
and then they're going to say,
no,
oh,
Kaiser
there's
has,
nothing we
they
can
have,
do.
They have a callback option, which is nice.
Oh, that is nice.
So no matter what you should do is if they give you pushback, just make another appointment with the primary care physician. But
I'm already taking my boys to the doctor every month, it seems like. I don't...
Yeah, life is life, brother. Accept it on its terms, because there's no other options here.
I know life is life for you. Lizzie finally gets off the ground after 2 weeks.
We are out of the kitchen, brother.
But are you?
I would like to never leave. Icky is such a nightmare outside of the kitchen. He has chill in the kitchen, and outside the kitchen, he has no chill. He's like this dumbass rat hunter, and he caught a rat like one time a year and a half ago, and now he's like, I gotta go get more rats. They were out there this one time, so I'm gonna need to go out there and get some rats right now. Mom, can you get this door open so I can go get those fucking rats out there? And if I don't let him out, he goes from the back door to the window, to the back door to the window, to the back door to the window down the hall.
To recognize what? That your Icky is the same energy level and same behavior role patterns and manners as Riley. She's just a fourth of the size.
No, Riley's larger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's no different other than the size. So like when you complain about Riley's floppiness, which Riley's actually come a very long way.
Yeah, I mean, I complain about both of them equally. They both drive me crazy. I couldn't get out of the house this morning because Icky had to go be a rat king in the backyard and he got all muddy. And I was literally walking out the fucking door and that bitch comes in with muddy ass paws. So muddy that there's mud all over the kitchen. And I just was like, whatever. This is the kitchen now. Threw his ass in the shower, hosed him off, threw him back out into the wild. I said, get your rats, king.
It's a good thing we love them.
I love them so much. It's not healthy.
I know. She can't even hang out with me because there's always a new dog illness. It's Easter morning. I have this fabulous day planned.
I do not want to discuss this on the pod.
Okay, well, I'm just dabbling a little bit. Because we were going to have this fantastic morning. It's Easter, so there's zero traffic. Lizzie, I Google mapped it. Lizzie could have got here in 23 minutes. We were going to go on a beautiful Easter morning hike. And she's like, well, now my other dog is sick. And I was like, it feels like we're just continuously making up problems for the dogs.
We're not making up
problems.
And
my proof is that I don't think I've painted for all of you when I tell you that she makes issues for her dogs. She now force feeds them ice cubes as their water so that they need her to hydrate.
No.
They don't drink out of the water bowl anymore because Lizzie goes, you need mom to feed you ice cubes as water.
Listen,
so we're going.
When we were in the slumby room on the kitchen floor, they wouldn't drink from the water because it's not where they're used to it being.
So
I had to make ice chips for them, which are like, it's ice cubes, but they're melted a little bit so that they don't hurt their teeth on it. So they're softer ice cubes. And I was feeding them ice chips.
Can you imagine preparing ice cubes for your fucking dog to drink water?
Yeah, because if they're not drinking water because it's in an unfamiliar space.
And this
space,
is why she can't hang out with me. It's been 2 weeks of her being like, I can't, Icky, like I've got to be on the floor. I'm like, I hear you, whatever you
see. Haters going to hate, but I'm going to make it to my last day.
She goes, she leaves.
Feeling bad about how I showed up.
She's free. Icky is better. She goes on her first day of freedom to a wedding where she gets non-alcoholic wasted, leaves her husband to attend for the other dog.
Arnold Palmer wasted, which is a whole other thing, but it comes with the same amount of shame when you come down from the sugar rush. I was thinking about that. I was like, oh God, I don't think I could look those people in the eyes again. That's awful. It was a really fun wedding though. They had games.
We're still dragging me
for being a good mom.
So then I convinced
her. The people in the comment section are like, Lizzie needs to give it a break. It's like, no, the fuck I don't. How about that? How about them apples? No, the fuck I don't.
I mean, it's your life. You're allowed to do whatever you want. It's
exactly.
Just upsetting. Once I finally got her on board to come hang out with me, she texts me 5 minutes later and goes, well, now it's all over. My other dog's sick. And I was like, are you kidding me? Wake up your husband and make him care for it.
Bobo threw up. He threw up 2 days in a row. He was like doing that thing where you can tell that he was uncomfortable. So I wanted to hold him.
And I was like, Lizzie, every dog throws up or gets diarrhea.
Not
happened.
My dog.
And she goes, not my dog, because I know everything that goes into its body. And I was like, well, did you leave your husband unattended with that boy while you were out of the house yesterday? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, there's our salute. We found the problem.
Honestly.
And he's ruined my life again.
Yeah, I was telling James this morning when I left the house, I was like, can you keep an eye on the dogs? Because I don't really, like, trust Joe.
He can't be trusted.
No, he can't.
And now I'll probably never see you again because your other dog's sick.
He needs his mommy.
And you missed out on a very fun Easter day. My boys were in the best mood ever.
They looked so cute.
Jet was happy from start to end. He was smiling and talking to everyone. Shane's family came over and we had a blast with those little boys. Mm-hmm. They were so cute. I couldn't help myself. I posted them on the internet, which I feel a little bit of shame about, but I'm just going with my gut. You know, like, I don't feel like it's super exploitative because it's not like I'm like posting them somewhere to like profit on them.
Yeah.
It's like a cute holiday moment with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I didn't do anything wrong, and I love my cute family.
They're very cute.
And I'm not saying that because of any of the comments or anything. This is my own internal monologue, yeah. Because I've been preaching so loud, like, I'm not going to show my kids. And then it's like, you have the kids.
You just keep
like,
showing the kids.
They're so fucking cute. They're so cute.
They are really cute. And I loved their little outfits. You all looked great. It did feel like you posted a couple of extra photos just for your own personal coverage.
I don't think my hair looked that great yesterday, honestly.
Why did you post so many pictures of yourself in the same pose? There's like...
Two.
Right. So you know. You know what you did.
Different angles of the boys.
Are they?
Why can't you just be nice?
I'm being nice. I'm just saying.
And when I sent one to her before I had posted it on Instagram, she goes, those outfits are pretty gay.
No, I meant that in the best way. I've been dying for those outfits. I have. When I first came over here to like do all their laundry, I was like, oh, these boys have so many polo shirts, but nothing to wear as newborns. But it's like, now's the time. Spring has sprung.
Except it's like, we have so many clothes in so many different places that if you don't organize regularly, you don't know what you have, and yeah. Then you miss it. So I put those boys, or like, they were in those outfits yesterday, and that was probably one of the first and only times they'll be able to wear those.
Should I just take them home now?
They're growing so big.
They're so cute.
I took away the access of my clothing to you after
why?
You were so nasty.
No, I don't want your ugly stuff. I want the cute stuff.
I know, but if you're going to drag my ugly stuff, why should you have access to my cute stuff?
On some, if you don't accept me at my worst, you can't have me at my best.
Yeah.
Damn. I still accept
it. It doesn't feel
worst.
Super best friendy.
Is it not,
but
though?
Lizzie's like, always baby shaming.
With each other?
Lizzie is screenshotting and sending.
Shut the fuck up.
It has nothing. It could be any baby in the world.
It like, doesn't matter. The fact that I do it isn't nice.
And it's never like.
But you know it's funny. You know you're laughing.
It's never like.
And you know I'm right.
Yeah, but I know how it feels because you also do it to me. So yeah. At least she's like consistent. You know, like she's not just doing it to other people. She's also doing it to her best friend's babies.
Yeah.
And it's like, it could be as simple
as. Your baby's looking whack and you're letting us know. Someone's going to have to comment on the fact that your baby looks whack.
And it's as simple as like, she doesn't like a pant on a baby. And then she'll think it's necessary to screenshot it and be like, what was this parent thinking?
Listen, there are some bad baby pants.
And
there are some bad. Not all baby pants are created equal. And I think especially when it comes to boy babies, like, what are some of these pants, you guys?
And sometimes if you're going to be so annoyed and so consistent with one person, I feel like you just need to slide into the DMs or mute the person.
Well, you're
Instagram.
Talking about bad hair baby.
Oh, you're going to go there.
Well, this is crazy. This, you know it is.
I mean.
You're the one who keeps telling me to tell the parents.
Because she's.
I'm not close enough with them to say anything.
I don't have an issue. I don't follow this person.
You don't have an issue.
I don't think it's.
Is the hair not bad?
I don't think it's cute. I wouldn't
it's
allow
bad
it in
hair,
my
baby.
Household.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But Lizzie's so offended by it.
I'm not offended by it. I'm just like, I'm shook to my core because this is a family that really gives a fuck about how they present publicly.
Yeah, I met them once through Lizzie out in public and I was like, wow, they're like so put together.
Yeah.
And you can tell image is of priority for
them.
Their
Instagrams are curated. Like these are people who do that. And so for their child to maybe mute that.
For their child
to have this hair and for them to do nothing about it is bananas to me.
So the thing, like, because we're obviously not going to show, it's just like...
it's like a skullet.
Pretty bald on the top and then like...
And then
10
like
inches
7
on,
inch, yeah.
It's like 10 inches on one side, like 3 inches on the other, 5 in the back, and it's just not consistent. And it's...
But it's the baldness on the top with the sides and the bangs. It's a lot.
And it's normal for the babies to have patchy hair growth.
I think
your issue is more just like, let's take a decent sized trimmer that isn't going to hurt the baby.
Yeah.
Just vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Done.
Just give him a little shave. Even out the playing field.
And that's where I like.
We'll be shaving my son's head if he comes out
looking
like that.
I laugh when I see it. But that's when you just have to say to like each parent their own. I've realized with kids, so many people have so many different ways with every single nitty gritty detail about raising kids. And you just have to pick and choose the battles that are right for your family. You know what I mean?
I concur.
And sometimes being dressed and maintaining life is
not
the best you can do.
Listen, this weekend, Joe and I went for a walk, couldn't find a regular hat, put a dumb hat on. And I had the same thoughts like, well, it's functional. Let's go. And who cares?
So when you're next time you want to be nasty about my child's outfit, just say, well, it's functional. So who cares?
I'll try.
Or text one of your other friends and don't give it to me.
Oh, I'm also doing that.
Are you sending them the real cute photos too?
Of course. Yeah.
Because they're cute boys.
They're really cute boys. They're really getting cute.
And I'll really take the good taste, you know, because What?
Let's continue. I will interrupt after.
I'm just saying the good days are so fun. Like the best days of my life when they're having a good day that it's all worth it, you know? Because in the bad days where like after post vaccinations, when it was just pretty miserable. You're just like, okay. Just like really trying to get through the days.
Reminding yourself that you still like them.
But now they're, you really have to. No. And then yesterday, a day on Easter when they're just starting to grab their own toys and smiling and having a blast.
And Jet really is a vocal boy.
Yes. Max is very physical, wants to stand, wants to move, he's very observant.
Yeah.
And Jet wants to just talk and laugh and interact with everyone that comes his way.
Are you going to do the impression again? Or did we learn that that's a horrifying thing that you do?
Another way that she shapes me. It's a good thing I like you.
I love you.
Because you walk in saying nasty things.
Like, I love
you. So that's how your hair is going to be. No, I just got out of the shower. I haven't done it. I'm spraying. It's too much. I just got out of the shower, Lizzie. It's okay.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you had dry hair and that you were doing a spray to the point of making it dripping wet.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I thought maybe you're doing too much spray. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
No, I understand. It just doesn't add up when you think about how I told you 3 seconds prior. Here's the gate code. So you have it again for the 800th time.
Right.
I'm getting in the shower really quickly.
It just feels like that gate code is none of my business. Just feels like that's none of my business.
Okay, what were you going to say before?
I have no memory now. I'm pregnant. Forget everything.
Okay, Lizzie's bump starting to show.
Yes.
She sent me.
You might notice it on my arms more than anywhere.
Well, we'll wrap into this after you. We'll reverse into your weekend and get to your bump.
Yes, we will reverse. What's the reverse of it?
We're starting at your beautiful wedding weekend.
I had a beautiful wedding weekend. One of my best friends got married, and my God, when you people get married in front of me, do I love it? And it's like, it's weird because I feel like I leave a wedding.
When you people get married,
I feel more in love with my friends. Is that weird?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Because it's like you know you love these people, but then you see their whole family and you're like, oh my God, you guys are so cool. You know what I mean? Like, I just love you so much.
Mary?
Oh, no. We're not. We can't drop any details.
What? I'm not dropping a lot of details.
Her mother watches this podcast.
Okay. Take it back.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I don't see how it's much different than what you did to your husband last week knowing his mom watches the podcast. That was wild.
I will say
and
this.
And then you texted me her response to it. And I thought, this is like some Love is Blind shit.
My mother-in-law watches the podcast. Hi, Marjorie.
As you, and I quote, "We'll wave to that man as he burns in hell," in response to your husband.
No, I said, "We'll pray for his soul as he burns in hell." And I love him. I got a text from my mother-in-law after last week's episode saying, "I'm worried you're going to snap and end up on that show for wives that kill their husbands." Oh shit, hold on.
What?
Someone's trying to send me something.
Oh, what?
I keep fucking up and giving the wrong address.
What are they sending you?
I think it's my auntie Pat. Hey Pat, I'm texting you right now. Okay. My address.
Reel it back in.
Where are we? Oh, right. Marjorie. Shh. Oh. You're gonna have to cut that too.
Why?
Okay.
Can you put your phone?
Oh, I was gonna tell you what my mother-in-law said to me. She's just worried I'm gonna end up on Snapped. Hold on, let me make sure I'm.
If that's the story, then we don't need any more.
I know, you're right.
Okay.
Story concluded. Anyways, I love my husband. Also, you guys keep saying like he's weaponizing his ineptness. It's like, no, he's not.
What does that mean?
It means that sometimes straight men will pretend to be incapable of things because they think it means that a woman will do it.
Or they're just stupid.
They're just stupid. And that's what we need to like come to accept. Like,
or,
like I think it's like we're already mad at the fact that they're incapable. And we don't need to be more mad and give them any kind of like mental agency by saying it was like part of their plan. Because like I don't know that they make plans. Like we make plans. Like women are planners. Men just have to ask you 50 million times what the fuck the plan is.
I've gotten to the point. My husband is very organized and actually hyper fixates on random things like the heartworm, flea, and tick medicine for the dogs. I finally had to say, I can't take on this anxiety that you have about these pills. So you need to put
this
as a constant reminder in your phone for each, because each dog has a different day and it's once a month for every dog. So it's 3 days a month that we have to give these dogs a pill. So
that's a nightmare.
But he gets neurotic about certain things like that, but not about other things. Mm-hmm. So what he does when he has something on his to-do list and then He hyperfixates on it. He sends himself an email, and he treats his email as a to-do list, and then he doesn't open it. So it just sits there, and it drives him crazy until it's checked off. So I've just lately been emailing him things I want him to do.
I love that approach.
Because then it will drive him crazy until it's done.
I've started to try and explain to Joe that, like, I'm not angry. I'm, like, scared. You know what I mean? Like, I'm scared. You're scaring me. And I'm responding to you like this because I'm fucking horrified. And I think it helps. I think it might help a little bit. I don't know. But I was at a beautiful wedding this weekend.
Okay.
And it was really fun. It was like a daytime wedding, which I've never been to. And in the middle of it, they had games.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
I love
really fun.
Unconventional or like breaking tradition type of wedding.
I was laughing so hard. I was like covered in hives. It was so much fun. And I had scream cried. It was beautiful. Her mother did this really funny thing where, like, beforehand she goes, Liz, can you keep a secret? And I was like, no. she's like, so if I tell you something, you won't tell Sarah? And I was like, no. Like, I cannot keep a secret. Are you crazy? I can't keep a secret. And so she just says, well, I have a surprise. During my speech, I have a surprise. And I was like, oh, no. If there's anything I know about my friend, it's that she hates surprises. And so I was just tripping. She's like, well, try to film it from your seat. And I was like, you have a videographer here. She's like, I know, but you get good angles. I did not get a good angle.
Also, she really doesn't get good angles. Have you ever seen one of her vlogs?
Well, don't be offended by that. That's for me. That's for me. I'm bad at filming myself. But I do really like going around taking candid photos at events.
I literally said, hey, can you send me photos from the wedding? No, put your phone down. We're sick of you on your phone.
I was going to show you the pictures that are beautiful
and
candid.
I'll insert them.
I'm a candid queen. I don't like posing.
I hadn't.
Posing is grossing.
I hadn't. Okay, I didn't care what the photos were. I hadn't heard or seen Lizzie in a few days. And I said, how was the wedding? Send me photos. Because I really do enjoy her friend that got married. And she goes, I didn't take any. And now you're telling me you took a bunch.
No, I took a bunch on the preparation day. But I did not take really any on the wedding. I brought my disposable camera on the wedding day.
Okay.
Because they wanted an unplugged wedding. So I brought, they're like, no cell phone. So I wanted to take pictures for myself during the ceremony. So I brought, you know, I love disposable cameras. Mm-hmm. So I brought a disposable camera. Anyway, her mom did such a beautiful job when she went out to do a speech. And she was like, you know, I can't say what I want to say because I will break the fuck down. And it's like, I get it, dude. Like, that's your girl. And that is her girl. And that, it like fucks me up when I think about how much like her daughter is her daughter. Like, they look the fucking same. There's, it's like, I don't know. It just kills me. Mom-daughter relationships just kill me. Anyway, she goes, so I can't say it, but I think I can sing it. And I think, you know, I'm not a singer. And she like brings out a chorus line behind her of other women. And they sing, ain't no mountain high.
Oh my gosh.
In front of her entire family. It was beautiful. It couldn't have been more perfect too for the dynamic of their relationship. Like, it was very sweet. And it was a much needed like uplifting break because there were some other really touching, really beautiful things that had everybody at the wedding audibly sobbing. The DJ, who I don't think knows the couple, was fucking sobbing. It was so sentimental. Like, literally, I looked over at him and he's like, oh my God. And like, all of us were like,
did you have a plus one?
No. Okay. I did, but I didn't bring my husband. Oh my God, I've got a horrible news for you. The girl whose wedding I was going to bring you to, I can't bring you now.
She doesn't like me?
We talked about it on the podcast. It's out. I was told by my friend who's the bridesmaid that I cannot bring somebody else to the wedding that's not my husband.
Is this personal?
Is it personal?
Is this homophobia?
Is this homophobia?
Am I experiencing a homophobic crime?
I'm like,
crime?
What the fuck? They're friends. They go back a decade. Of course it's fine for him to
Lizzie
come the
claims
fuck.
We met a decade and a half ago and we're besties.
You did. She's been to your old house.
Thank God we brought it up on the podcast. I honestly,
we're tripping.
Weddings are great. Yeah. They're not for me. I'm not a wedding person
in
general.
Like, I'm like scared. Like, I don't want, there's like people from my high school are going and like, I don't go to reunions. Like, there's like one girl from high school besides the bride and my best friend who I'm like excited to see.
I can't believe I was actively uninvited.
Isn't that nuts? She goes, you can't bring him. But I might bring her here that Monday after the wedding.
No, I don't want her here.
Well, now you heard it. You can't come to work with us. You can't sit with us.
You can't sit with us. Not after that homophobia.
She goes, I was listening to the podcast and at first I was like, oh, is she talking about Sarah's wedding? And then she kept going and you mentioned me. And I thought, she's not bringing him to Brianna's wedding. And
why,
like,
the fuck not?
Yeah, why the fuck not? Tell me. You can still come if you want to. Just prove a point.
I might just show up,
and
actually.
And we should kiss.
I'm going to be real drunk and I'm going to cause the scene.
Fuck
and
yeah.
I'm going to give a speech like I know them. I'm going to bring a chorus line out.
Do it. Sing. Oh my God. Yeah, no, I love it. So yeah, well, I have this was the start, the kickoff of my wedding weekends. I have three back to back. So I have another wedding next weekend in Mammoth, and I didn't want to spend a bunch of money on new dresses, especially because like, I don't know what my shape and whatever is going to be.
Things are shifting. And the doctor called her fat.
The doctor did call me fat. She pulled out a chart and she was like, so this is a range. And like, this is the low. And then this is the high. And then this is where you are. And I was like, oh, well, where would you put yourself? I'm just wondering, if you were on the range, where would you be?
Did you say
that? No. I just went, oh, okay.
Also, who fucking cares?
Yeah, fuck
you're building
you.
A baby.
Fuck you.
Gain
maybe
more
my
weight.
Baby's big.
I think you should gain more.
Maybe I got a big fucking baby. I can't gain more because I rented this fucking beautiful gown from Rent the Runway because all these weddings are formal as fuck. And I was like, I'm going to size up two sizes. That bitch, I can't raise my arms in it without fear of hulking out. It's tight on my thighs and on my bump and my arms. Literally, if I gain so much as a thought, I cannot put the sleeves on.
I think you're going to have to get a new dress.
I might just wear the dress I wore as Kate's bridesmaid that you sewed for me.
She sent me the pictures and for the first time ever, I could see her bump. And I audibly gasped because sometimes I forget you're building a baby.
Oh, me too. And thank God. Because the last time I went to the doctor, she's like, so I bet you're having a hard time believing you're pregnant. I was like, yes, I am every day. She goes, well, you are. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Do you get scared or excited or nervous?
Oh, I've started getting scared. I texted you that.
I don't think you did.
I did. I said, I'm starting to have, we were fighting. And I said.
So weird.
Maybe we weren't fighting, but I was texting. Oh, you know what? Should I not talk about it here?
Well, what is
the major event that won't stop being on the social media that you and I were talking about that I'll tell you after this.
Can you just whisper it? Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't say that.
Okay. I had spam texted him like seven things about this thing happening on social media, and then I was like, well, if I haven't already wasted your time enough, just thought I'd let you know I've started to have a case of the what have I done's. Anybody else?
It's scary.
Any
no,
other mothers
scary.
In the room? I watched a documentary called The Business of Birthing by Ricky Lake, and to be completely honest, the production quality and the actual like film work in the documentary is trash, Ricky. You really fucking dropped the ball on that shit. But the information and the thesis are so good and so powerful that I would definitely recommend if you're a pregnant woman, you watch this. But it's all about like interventions during your labor. And like, I don't know much about labor. You know, Joe knows nothing of labor. So we're just trying to learn about labor, you know, take some of the mystery out of it so it's not as scary. And then you watch this thing and you realize like, modern medicine is not really about making my experience better. It's about making the doctor's experience faster
and easier.
And so, but
and
it's not
charge you like crazy amounts of money.
Right. But in this documentary, I'm just learning like, it's not really about ease because it's more difficult. Like the interventions are things like Pitocin or an epidural, and all of those things can be great and really empowering to take some of the pain away from the experience of childbirth, and like using those tools to your advantage can be really, really powerful and really helpful. But it like sometimes you don't need that specific tool. It's like, if I understood tools, I would make a tool analogy right now about like Phillips screwdrivers versus hammers. But it's like if you have a screw, but you're trying to hammer it in. And maybe that does work, but I'm not sure because I am not a carpenter. But the point being is some of these tools.
Carpenter works with wood.
That's what screws and nails go in. Okay. Wood, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I know, but okay, yeah.
Do carpenters not use screws?
They do, but I feel like that'd be more of a handyman task. Like, carpenter is like a woodworker.
Okay. But that's why I said at the beginning, I'm not sure how to make a tool reference. Moving on from that, the point being is like, it was really cool to see a different perspective of like childbirth, because I'm very afraid. And part of me was like, oh, I'm getting pregnant so I can get the epidural. Are you fucking kidding me? My friends are like, this shit hits. I'm like, I want to hit. I'm a drug addict. Give it to me. And now I'm feeling a little bit more like I might be interested in learning more about an unmedicated birth and seeing if that's something that Joe and I want to do together.
I think exploring all options and having like three backups for everything is good.
Yeah, I think going into everything, I'm like, well, this is kind of my intention and I'm open to whatever may be, because the one thing I know about motherhood and not motherhood, but just life in general is like you make plans and it's like, that was cute.
Yeah.
That's a cute plan that's never going to come to fruition, you weird bitch. So we got a doula. We're talking to a doula and we're going to take these classes called the Bradley Method classes. And that's kind of like a husband-led birthing method where we learn in depth about what the body goes through in the different phases of labor. Both Joe and I learn. So we know what's happening with my body. And we have the doula there to explain the medical things that are going on and to let us know what our options are and to advocate for us during the labor process with the medical team. And I'm super excited because I also, what I understand about the Bradley Method is like, they say it's like a deeply concentrated meditative state, but I'm like, that's kind of just what I do when I disassociate. And I'm really good at that. So maybe I'll be really good at this.
No, I think that's very important. And I think to have an advocate for you that has been there many times, because you don't know what you don't know, and you're going in as much as you prepare. I wasn't even giving birth and I was trying to watch a million videos just to kind of know the different terminology and language and things that different people experience and how people have to pivot last minute or have emergency this or emergency that, because it's so unknown and you never know, and you kind of want to have, oh, if this doesn't work, go here, and somebody to keep you calm and centered.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I talked about you in the doula interview.
What did you say?
I was like, my friend just had twins and they did it via C-section, and he told me that there are some things that people shouldn't see.
Yeah. And she well, no, it's not that you shouldn't see, it's all beautiful.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to pass out right before my kids popped out, you know? So I saw a little too much, was feeling a little lightheaded, backed up, and was like, I want to be here for the entrance of them.
But we were laughing about
because
that.
They were so accommodating to us in that hospital, and they were like, you can come all the way around, and the surrogate
They're
was
like,
great.
You can take the spleen out.
She was, I mean, the surrogate, the hospital, all of them were so incredible to all of us, and we're just like, you can be wherever you want in this room. I was like, I'll just stand right here behind this curtain where I can see everything and nothing at the same time.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that was comfortable for me because the C-section is a big procedure.
I mean, I think
move everything out.
I feel like there's a reason why they don't let the woman see what's going on in that scenario.
Yeah. And I actually, when I was watching a bunch of videos, some women can't, like, the light has a 360 reflector.
Oof.
And you can kind of see, and some women look up that shows down, and
ooh, I got lightheaded with you saying that. Just fine.
And it's, they don't knock you out.
No.
In most cases. So then you're feeling, even though you're not feeling pain, I haven't had
like
a C-section.
A wiggling.
But you can, you feel the pressure and the pulling and the...
Did you just say it like that?
I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Yeah. I kept watching even this OBGYN, who's a YouTuber, who was talking about her C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about the difference from giving hundreds of C-sections versus then having one herself, and how the different experience actually was versus like vocalizing to women what was going to happen to them all the time versus being that woman herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was so fascinating and interesting.
I do feel like if I am in that, like if my cookie crumbles that way, I feel like my first request is don't tell me anything. You know what I mean? Like, don't tell me what the fuck you're doing here. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just, I'm disassociating. You can disassociate. We're all going to disassociate. And at the end of it, I'm going to have a baby. Like,
and you liked the doula? You're going to go with her?
I really like her. Yeah, we booked with her.
Great.
I was like, sign me up. She was like, oh my God, okay. And I was like, no, oh my God, okay, you. And so it's really good. Yeah, no, I couldn't be more excited. She's also super cute. Yeah. And I already got a book on the Bradley Method. We're going to sign up for classes for it. I'm excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think the only other thing on my list was about Easter, just how Sandy was the cutest aunt in the world. She brought the boys. I didn't even have the boys' Easter baskets. I looked at Shane and said, do we need to get the boys' Easter baskets? And I thought, no, we'll wait till next year when they're like walking a little bit.
Yeah.
Sandy came with full-blown Easter baskets with clothing and the cutest toys for their age. They're these little, one of them was a piano that it also like turns pages.
Yeah.
And Max just was so intrigued. Just So cute. I mean, everyone brought stuff for them. So I love how much love is surrounding these boys. And I don't think I need to drag my husband.
Do you want to talk about the fact that I have a fucking lizard and a cat now?
Do you really?
You saw the lizard.
I don't know that I did.
In my backyard, that lizard that's on the rug you gave me. Remember I told you there's a lizard that lives in there? He's still there. For weeks and weeks, this lizard has been in my backyard in the same fucking perch.
So he's happy. I don't need to see something on your phone.
You do need to see him. Look how big he is. He's big as fuck. I'm scared to be back there. Look.
This whole property is full of lizards. You don't see those all the time?
I see that one all the time.
Well, I'm
he lives
he's
in this
happy.
Rug. You're happy he's happy?
Yeah.
Okay. No loyalty.
So today, we're going to go try Wendy's Orange Cream Frosty.
Oh, good.
I thought this was going to be an April. I thought it launched on April 1st. So I thought, is this going to be an April Fool's joke? And I'm going to show up to Wendy's and they're going to say, we don't have that. And then I saw it actually released a couple of weeks ago. So I'm just hoping it's still there. But did you see? And I don't think Chris will want to join us on this adventure. So we won't force him there. But I did fall for the Chick-fil-A milkshake. Did you see that going around
what
Instagram?
Was it?
They were somebody. I don't know if it was
Chick-fil-A.
Like a super
gay milkshake?
No.
They're like, gotcha! We still hate you.
On Instagram, it was going around a Chick-fil-A sauced inspired milkshake. I was down to try it. I was like, I could try anything once.
I physically could not.
And then I showed it to Shane. He goes, that's an April Fool's joke. I go,
oh,
and he goes, well, you could still just get a vanilla shake and make it yourself.
Yeah. No.
But imagine how good the lunch would be.
I would be down to get lunch there.
You'd have to convince Chris.
Is there anything going
Chris
on?
Chris doesn't like to support the homophobia.
You can eat there.
And he doesn't.
I thought they redacted their homophobia.
When I looked into it, they have made strides.
They honestly just not for nothing. Great service.
Great food.
Literally never not had great service at Chick-fil-A.
I guess they don't even need the gays because they're the number one most profitable
fast
food. And they've got most of the gays.
Yeah.
And all the gays that are like, I'm not doing this on the internet are going there in private. I promise you.
I've seen you there, Chris.
I've seen you there. I would actually like to go undercover and work at Chick-fil-A for a while and like... in Hollywood.
And then tell them you're gay?
No. And just film every celebrity gay man.
Oh.
They post through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And expose them all. And be like,
get him.
That's funny.
You motherfuckers.
You fucking lying ass
you
motherfuckers.
You lying ass bitches. They make a good chicken sandwich.
I see you eating your grilled nuggies.
And whatever. What are you going to do? Cancel a gay man for being gay and eating chicken?
Honestly, maybe.
Go for it. Honestly, if that's what you want to be mad at me about.
Do it.
Go off.
Go off, kings.
I will smile with my Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, man. I keep putting my arms up and I have so many fucking skin tags in there. Cut all of that.
Okay. Are any of these hot topics important?
The fact that you text me in the morning, there's no hot topics.
No,
and
there was nothing on the document.
Every week you go, fuck your hot topics. We're going to go eat some nasty, rancid cancer food.
You know what?
And I'm like, right, fuck me in my big fucking face.
If you want job security.
I'm eating the fucking food, but I'm also not interested in getting scolded for not coming up with stories we're not going to talk about.
Oh, I put some good ones on here too.
Oh, good.
Okay, so where do you want to start?
Let's start with your good ones.
Okay. Kristen Cavallari.
You know what? Fuck your good ones. Let's go eat. How does it feel? Does it feel good? Also, this is not a hot topic. This is the definition of iced tea, and the ice is melted. It's been sitting out for a long fucking time. 37-year-old Kristen Cavallari is dating a Montana boy who's 24. Is that
your story? Montana boy a YouTuber?
And no. It's an Instagrammer, I think, or a TikToker, and it's just a bunch of really hot, maybe straight boys in Montana who like stand in a line
straight boys.
And they like lip sync songs, but then I think they also just like give little thumbs up in a line, like they stand in a line like this, and then they one will walk forward and be like, these are the lyrics to my song, and then they point and then they go away, then another one steps forward and this is the next lyric in that country song, and then he points and maybe he goes the other way, like they split down the row,
and they're just beautiful, so that's why people watch.
Yeah, and they're men, you know, like they're like cowboys.
Yeah, they were football players.
It's like Yellowstone meets Dick Wigglers of 2020. So it's like hot.
So good for Kristen. You know, yeah. It's weird to me that people have such a say on what other people are doing with their lives. I understand Kristen has 3 kids, but she has also been married, had the kids, done all that. And she might not be in the long haul with this guy. She might just be having really great sex and thinking this man is very attractive and having a wonderful time. So why do you fucking care?
They're Montana boy official. She's like on their page.
Well, yeah. No,
she got in the line.
She's posting all of,
some of the.
I mean, she's posting him all day, every day.
Oh, really?
And they're beautiful together. They're both beautiful people.
No, I mean, she's on the Montana Boys page standing in the line doing the lip syncing.
I mean, they're together.
Right.
Like, they're dating.
Right. I don't know. It's crazy.
So that's a
pretty, I think more than the age gap for me, it's the cringe factor.
Okay, but do you care about it? Well, you and Joe are 10 years apart, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't give a shit about their age difference.
I think that's what people give a shit about, though. I don't think they care
that
it's
you guys are missing
cringy.
The mark then, because it's really about this line of boys doing the pointing that we should be worried about. Like,
and Kristen, she did say, I guess she addressed it a little bit and said, because people were bringing the kids into it. And I guess if I was Jay Cutler, I'd be like, I hope he's nice to them, but it's like, whatever. And she said, well, my kids are so happy for me and they just want me to be happy. Mm-hmm. And they very much so enjoyed meeting him. So
cute.
Whatever works for your family.
And he's hot.
Go do it.
So this conjoined twins that are women, one of them got married to this man and it's been like going viral in the media. People are saying like conjoined twins have one marriage to this one man. And it's like, no, they don't. Like, one of them is married to him. They also happen to be conjoined twins. But the twins are over it. And they literally posted, this is a message to all the haters out there. If you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're still a fan.
Yeah.
And it's like, hell yeah, girls. Fucking get yours. Because it's like, who fucking cares?
It's also not our place to understand. You know, like, you, if you were a conjoined twin and you fell in love with somebody, you try navigating that, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, fuck you. Know? You. Seriously.
Like, they're doing the best they can.
And then they're, like, getting reached out to by press and the press is like, well, explain yourselves. And literally they're like, no, we don't have to and we're not going to. And I love that.
I mean, and I think that's, I mean, it kind of all goes together. Lizzo also on Instagram, who knows if this is permanent or she's being serious, but posted a lengthy message and then said, I quit. And I mean, this is coming off of last year where she had all of that stuff going on. And I feel like she just has constant criticism, probably about her weight, about her music, about how she interacts in the world, about what went down last year.
I will say, just to go back to Lizzo's cancellation last year, that was the biggest bullying campaign I've seen, because a majority of the people who were like making the cancellation viral were not talking about the details of what was problematic in Lizzo's behavior that required her to be canceled, but they were saying hideous things about her skin color and her body weight, and that was it.
And
that's fucked.
Once something catches fire, it spreads like crazy. And
yeah,
you can no longer have control over what's going on or the narrative, and you just have to let people play it out as they're going to do. Because if what I've learned is people gravitate towards drama. When there's drama happening, they're gonna, and it's not an audience, it's not her audience, it's an audience that sees drama, they go to her while the drama is happening, and then they step back out. And then when there's another information of news of drama, they come back into attack, and they're going to wherever the drama is every day, all day,
like pigeons to breadcrumbs.
And Lizzo just finally said, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want to do is make music and make people happy. And I find it interesting because it is so much so that when this narrative becomes so much bigger than yourself and you can't explain yourself and you can't control yourself, it does go through your personal life.
Yeah.
And I've experienced it firsthand how then it becomes like people that have known you forever then start questioning you. And I just find it crazy that these people get this sort of power. And you just have to realize that when you're in the public eye, it goes up, it goes down. They love you, they hate you, and none of it's truly real.
I mean, the end of that quote is, all I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little better than how I found it, but I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I do have to say, Lizzo, I know you watch the show. I have had some pretty demoralizing jobs in my life where it's really hard to go to them and feel good about being an adult woman. And I used to play your music on my way to this one specific job that I had that just like literally gutted me inside, but I had to go because a girl's got to pay her rent. And your music every fucking morning on my way to that job made me feel so powerful within myself and made me reframe what it was to have that shitty position, because it's like, it's not a shitty position. I'm showing up for myself. I'm making sure I can eat. I'm making sure I have a roof over my head, and that's fucking awesome. And I felt so beautiful and so powerful stepping into that space every day after listening to your songs all the way to Burbank. So,
and
you did make the world a better place. We do want you here.
I genuinely think that's why she blew up in the way that she did.
Yeah.
Because she was that feel good, fuck yeah, energy that
and
made
she's
people
so fucking
feel great.
Talented.
And so that's why, like, then when somebody gets really successful, it this just happens, and there's no way out but through. And yeah. You just like have to put your head down and make a fucking killer album, and just not read any of it. And in a couple of years, it will pass. And there's always going to be people that are fucking nasty.
Yeah, like this bitch Deborah in our comment section. I see you, bitch. Get a fucking hobby.
But I think like not succumbing or not going down to
right,
that
right,
level.
Right, 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 right.
I think like continuing to put out the happy is yeah. like
I am happy.
No,
I'm not happy.
I'm just saying, like, keep doing you, girl.
Yeah,
just keep
please.
Doing you.
And do you know, like, as a person who people can't stand because I'm big too, it's like larger than life personalities, and like I speak without thinking about everyone hating me, and I just think about it later, and then I say, get out of here, because who cares? But Deborah cares. So I just want to say, like, Lizzo, tell them to find less. Find less. You don't like me? Find less. Because there is a lot of people who appreciate you. There is a lot of us who feel empowered by you. You do make the world a better place. No one can fuck a flute up like you can, girl. That is your gig. Honestly.
Yeah.
Nobody thought the flute was sexy till you started playing it. Like, goddamn. It was like a joke of an instrument. And then you brought that bitch out and it became a whole ass thing. Just saying.
All right. We'll see you in the car.
Yeah, we will.
Bye. Today's podcast is sponsored by Collective. And if you're a freelancer, you probably dread those quarterly tax bills. And if your business of one is not set up properly, you're likely overspending on your taxes. So it's time to reduce your tax bill by thousands with Collective. Collective is an all-in-one financial solution for self-employed entrepreneurs that specializes in S-Corp election. So if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every single year. With Collective, the S-Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 per year. You can let Collective handle your taxes, your bookkeeping, and payroll, all for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. I run my business through an S-Corp, and I think it's so great to have the financial expertise so you can focus on the day-to-day of your business and spend less time worrying about finances. There's no time like the present, because right now Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/sip and tell them Sip sent you. That's $199 value waived and a full year of S-Corp savings when you go to collective.com/sip and tell them Sip sent you. That's collective.com/sip and tell them Sip sent you.
Lizzie's now bringing Chris in on the baby she was dragging. And then she was...
No. If you say that out loud, it's giving too much away.
No, I'm just saying you were months deep. No. And accidentally, that moment when you accidentally like something when you're 5 months deep into somebody's Instagram profile.
Chris, do you have anything to say about this baby?
Honestly,
that's some whack ass shit.
They should cut the hair. Yeah. It feels almost mean.
Thank you.
If I'm being honest.
Thank you. Now the people will know I'm not just being an asshole.
If Chris agrees.
It's just like it looks.
Oh, there's not a stoplight.
I don't know.
Oh, there's not a stoplight, but the lighting's good.
I can never remember where Wendy's is. Here, oh, found it.
Oh, there it is.
Found it. Okay. Hold on. Let me turn in and set up my camera for 4 hours and then we'll start recording.
I might take my
Why is there
off.
A guy in the middle? He's literally not going to move.
It's for the lighting.
What is he?
Honestly, though.
Wait.
Are you crazy?
Is he going to turn around and
Woodland
stab us
Hills
to death?
Woodland Company.
It seems Stop like he might be the type to just...
He started walking! Oh.
Was it... What is this? The Happening?
That was crazy.
Let me see if I'm savvy enough to just start rolling on Chris.
I'm going to keep looking at this fucking hideous baby.
The baby lineage is just the hair.
I mean,
did it find you, Christopher?
Yeah.
Woo! Okay.
One take two, coming to Mark.
All right, wow. We've made it to Wendy's. If they don't have this freaking thing, then
we're all getting cheeseburgers.
Then we have to go to Chick-fil-A and make a Chick-fil-A milkshake.
And Chris can tell them how he really feels.
Chris goes,
to their face.
Oh. What would you do, Chris? Would you just sit in the car and not eat, or would you want to be dropped off?
You guys can do what you want. I don't want to ruin your guys' thing.
Crap. Wait, Dave. Would you like to order? Do you have the orange cream frosty?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. Could I get three of those in small?
Do you just want to share one with me? Because I'm going to fake a sip. No.
What kind of cheeseburger would you like?
Just a cheeseburger. Hold the mayo.
And then could I get a cheeseburger with no mayo?
Thank you.
Can I get a Dave's double, no cheese?
And then could I get a Dave's double with no cheese?
What is that?
And then, can we just do two of those, actually?
What is that?
It's just a regular double hamburger.
That's,
do you want that?
What?
Do you want a Dave's?
No.
And that's all.
Okay, first one, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the food.
You're
Wait,
welcome.
I'm still confused. Oh, it's just, they're all called Dave's? All the burgers are Dave's?
Oh, have they're always, Baconator.
Have they always been Dave's Burgers?
I think so.
I'm 34 years old. In 27 days.
I thought I was getting something special with Dave.
I did too. Apparently I did get a
so
Dave's
a
burger.
Wendy's burger is just a Dave burger?
Yeah, so if you had canceled my order and just gotten me a Dave's, it would
is
have been
Wendy's
the same.
Is Wendy's cinnamon... You, hello.
By the way, I love cheese.
Do you know why the Wendy's burgers are called Dave burgers?
It's because it's basically the owner, like the actual... Not the owner... But the creator of Wendy's.
His name's Dave.
Yeah.
And what's Wendy's? His last name?
Wendy's is his
daughter.
Oh.
Is she alive?
I don't know, actually. I really don't know.
I'm going to look into some Wendy's history.
We're going to have to Google that.
I might have to look it up, too. I don't think she has red hair, though.
Are you kidding me?
She's a fraud?
She's a poser?
Probably.
Wow. Oh, man.
Thank you.
You know what? I don't want this burger anymore.
What do you call it when somebody's a redhead that's not a fake red?
I don't know.
You had a word before, because there's a lot of them in Hollywood
know,
that you have a distaste for.
Just a faux redhead.
Thank you.
Redhead appropriators.
These are going to be so good. These are 100% going to be incredible.
I would probably eat a chocolate one if I wasn't trying to fit into that dress this weekend.
Really? Does chocolate not have a dye?
Who knows?
Is chocolate dye free?
I'm just not sure how I feel about the fact that it's
that
orange.
Oh, don't put it in the sun, you psychopath.
Oh.
You don't like the orange creamsicle?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
No, I don't think I do.
Can you take this off so you can be all springy?
Oh, so cold.
Come on.
She's cold.
Springy.
It's like an abusive mom at church.
Thank you. Oh.
Oh.
There's a car right there.
Oh.
Wow, I learned so much about Wendy's just now.
Me too. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Wow,
girl.
You do look gorgeous today.
Thank you.
A gorgeous woman growing
a gorgeous boy.
Yeah,
hopefully.
She realized I got no cheese, even though I love cheese because I'm not supposed to have dairy for a week because of this test I'm about to have, but I'm like, this is dairy. This is all dairy. So I should have just got the cheese.
What kind of test
are we having? Sure this is dairy?
Can you stop putting it in the sun? She keeps putting it down in the sun and it's stressing me out.
We're thumbnailing.
What kind of test are you getting, Chris?
For SIBO?
What's that?
Like a bacteria growth thing.
Like a parasite?
No, not a parasite. I've got that tested.
Did you get no cheese on your burger?
I did because
does that mean I got no cheese on my burger?
Yeah, way to go,
idiot.
The
same thing.
I did.
Crazy.
Chris ruined my life.
No,
all right, we gotta try these before they melt, and then we can chat about whatever you guys want. What are you Googling?
I'm making sure there's no dairy in this Frosty.
Oh, it's probably like milk-like.
Oh, it's got dairy.
I know,
You're
it's
out.
Fine. I'll start the
You can just take one
tomorrow.
Tiny sip.
Mmm, fake it like me, Chris.
Oh, no, I'll start.
Don't say you're faking it.
I'm not. Is there
you gave me a straw, right?
Yeah,
am I crazy?
I have it right here.
Oh.
You didn't give Chris a straw for hiding it? It's so thick that I can't even get it.
That's what she said.
Did they give us a spoon?
I feel confident. I'm so confident this is going to be amazing.
And did we get any fries to dip in this?
Oh, that would have been the
We
move.
Messed up.
I can't do it.
No way.
Yeah, way.
You, did you not like orange creamsicles growing up?
No, I literally did not.
Really?
As someone who loves orange creamsicle, though.
Mm. Oh my gosh. It tastes exactly like an orange creamsicle.
Oh.
It, It tastes like the bite mixed, like the orange on the outside mixed with the vanilla ice cream on the inside.
Like, you think a little kid first took a bite, chewed it up, and then made it baby into the frosty.
Baby birded it
and
into
then,
my mouth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is the vibe.
Mm. I love it. I love it so much.
Don't go ham, Chris.
I have to start over anyways. Is that a health thing? It's for the period of the... But honestly, I shouldn't have it for my health regardless. Anyway, sorry.
Put it down. Self-control. Practice it.
It's so good.
Wow, it is
okay,
very
well
good.
Then don't complain.
Chris had an update.
Oh. So if you remember, I told a story about there was a woman in Target that was calling me an ugly Mexican man.
Yeah.
And amongst other things, and just being awful. So I saw the cashier who had helped me out when I was there. And on my way out, I think she had started being awful to her, too. And so I was like, there's no way she remembers me and the situation, but let me bring it up. And I did, and she was like, oh, yes, oh, my God, that was you? She was, like, saying, like, you're ugly and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that was me. And she was like, yeah, wow, after you left, she walked up to me and then started being awful to me and, like, yelling at me as I'm trying to help her out. And she was so awful that I called security and had her kicked out. And I was like,
wow.
Justice doesn't happen enough in this world. It made me very happy.
I hope she got kicked out before she purchased her things, so yes, that whole Target trip was a waste.
She did.
Wow. Serves her right.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking bitch. Nothing, Lizzie?
Oh, I'm trying to keep it all down right now.
What do you mean?
I was repulsed.
It repulsed your pregnancy body that much?
Yeah, it really
Oh,
did.
I've spilled
it's
this everywhere.
It's also probably, though, because, like, when you're pregnant... things hit different.
And these are just disgusting.
It's probably worse than normal.
I mean, I would definitely prefer an original.
Yeah, doctors would say this is rancid.
But I'm not upset about it.
I love it.
I think it's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm just trying to keep my soul in my body.
Okay, do you want your hamburger? Will
really
that make
bad.
You feel better?
Really bad.
I don't know which one's yours.
Mine's honestly. The happy one with cheese.
I wish I was happy with cheese.
Does this one have cheese?
I don't know.
You're just passing them out. This feels thicker than a regular
hamburger.
Dang, I'm so mad I didn't get cheese.
That's
now.
You.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, these are Big Daddies.
Big Davies.
Big Davies.
Give me that big old Dave in your mouth.
So where did the red hair come from?
I don't know. People have been commodifying our... Oh, my God. Those motherfuckers.
What?
There's mayo on this.
There's onions on it, too.
I don't give a fuck about the onions, but the mayo is really a buzzkill.
She was so sweet, though. I loved her.
Mmm, fuck.
Is it so good?
It goes so hard.
How do you
it writes all wrongs.
Their burgers are so underrated. They're not talking about them.
I guess it is only here that we have... Oh, my gosh. And the double meat. Hey.
Right?
Mmm. And the mayo. I'm not going to do these raw onions, though. That is a crime.
Do you do grilled onions?
Yeah. Like the In-N-Out onions? Mm-hmm. Oh. Ooh, mama.
I feel like a Wendy's burger isn't that bad.
It's
for you in general, or what?
Yeah, I'm making that up in my head, but I feel like it's
me too. I mean, we need lunch. Wow, it's so hot.
Mm, it's delicious. I also just had two apples and three cheeses.
You're growing a baby.
I am.
You should have as much as you want.
Wow. I forgot how good the burgers are.
Mm, and we just had one too.
Yeah.
It is so good.
It is so good.
Mm. Did I tell you what happened that a friend of mine's tire shop?
What?
So, a friend of mine owns a tire shop. Small little mom and pop shop in Bakersfield. At like 11 p.m. or something, a psychopath rammed his car at like full speed into the side of the building, broke through it, went in the building, stole as much as they could, went back in the car, floored it out of there before cops could get there.
So their way of entry was driving through it, and
yes.
That's how they got in?
What if yes. It was me?
See, I was going to say, seems like somebody else I know that runs into places and buildings and things.
But
I and steals everything inside!
I checked there was no damage to the structure of the building.
Did you steal anything inside?
Your house, yeah. Don't leave empty-handed ever.
But look at this video. It's crazy. So this is security footage from across the street. That's the tire shop. This is taking too long. I'm so sorry. There.
Isn't
Does
it pull back
crazy?
Out?
Why would they risk their car to get whatever? I feel like their car is worth more than whatever they stole.
Do you think they intentionally hit the building, or they hit the building on accident and then they were like, "Nah, we should rock it."
They were like, "It's convenient. We're gonna need new tires after this."
Fuck it, we're here, right?
But what I'm told, the thing that's happening more and more now is people are stealing cars to do this, and the ram them into buildings. They don't care about the car. They take what they can and leave.
That's a hot vlog idea. But if I throw pregnancy in the title, it'll do really well.
Isn't that crazy?
My pregnancy hormones make me
Grand Theft Pregnancy Auto.
That is wild. And there wasn't, they weren't able to figure out who did it?
I think they did eventually get the guy, but I don't think anything's happening to him, really.
No, like, we no longer prosecute crimes like that in the city.
No, like, ultimately the police were like, there's not much we can do.
If the there's something they can do. There are some things they can do, but they don't.
Yeah.
And that's their prerogative.
That is wild. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't help but think about In-N-Out Burger while I'm eating this, which makes me feel as though I couldn't be in a committed relationship with it.
I don't mind it, but I feel healthier eating In-N-Out.
You feel healthier In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is healthier because it feels more bland. In-N-Out's so good that I feel like it can't be healthy.
I think In-N-Out's fresher.
Really?
No.
I just feel like this doesn't taste as... It's still good. Like, I will never not be satisfied with what's in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still have to cheat on them. Like, they're not good enough for me to stay there. Like,
In-N-Out's not good enough for you to stay there?
Monogamously.
In-N-Out's not good enough for you to stay there?
Oh. In-N-Out is good enough for me to stay.
Right, same. Like,
I could be in love with them and them only.
Yeah, I eat Wendy's when you make me come here.
And we're happy about it.
I'm happy about it. I couldn't do this at McDonald's.
No.
It's probably the same thing.
Probably.
Mm. No, this is better, for sure.
For you or tasting? Should we compare every fast food burger?
No, don't do that to me.
All right, well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Hello, are we even lit?
Oh.
What?
Call us. We have a number.
God. Like, I know it at the top of my head, but I will put it on the screen right here. And our email is contactthesip@gmail.com.
Hit us up. We would love to give you some advice.
And it can be anything, too. Like, if you have a hot take on one of our takes on anything, mm-hmm. or if you want to rant, if you want to tell us something crazy that happened in your life, just try
to keep
them
it short.
30 seconds and 30 under.
30 seconds and under.
25 seconds.
You know, if you aim for 15 and hit that 30-second mark, you've won.
And then... There's no shame in calling again and being like, oh, I did that. Sometimes I read a podcast ad. It wasn't good enough. I'm like, I can do this more concise, mm-hmm. better, with higher energy. So do that.
Notes on performance already. You're wild.
I'm just trying to help. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for watching and supporting our show. We'll see you next Wednesday. We love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's the sip.
There's a new development.
Don't you dare. How many? I told you I didn't want to talk about this on the podcast, you bitch ass.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, because I don't think I said before, the reason I started rolling when we were then talking about babies again, because I was like, Lizzie, I pray for you that karma doesn't come for you and your baby. Because of the way you interact in the world. And then it was brought to light to me just now that even Lizzie's vet thinks she's a little much.
Okay.
Goodbye. I could literally.
No!
I'm turning it down!
I'm hot now!
The roles have reversed.
Maybe I do pray for Joe. Is this what he deals with all day?
Pray for him as he burns in hell, I'm telling you.
Because I couldn't turn on the air this morning. Then she gets in the Tesla, it's too cold. Now she's too hot. Then the car was like 60 degrees, so I turned it off for a minute. And then now she's screaming at me because it's not
it's
the
hot,
air
you
on.
Guys.
She's pregnant.
Should we go to the beach?
I'm pregnant. Nah, I'm not a good beach person.
I'm not taking you anywhere you don't want to be. You need to go home.
I do like
create an illness for your dog. And get
you're
on the ground.
Such a punk ass bitch, bro. Are you kidding me?
You need to get on that floor.
You're done. I wish nothing but sickness upon you. I'll take care of you though.
She's also. Oh my god! Now even you want me to be sick to care for me?
My little floor boy.
Hold on. Let me set the scene. Now Chris is telling us about a movie where the main character was keeping another person sick so she could care for them. And now, you know what? The more this podcast goes on, I am fearful for Lizzie's unborn child. I'm like, what kind of
Stop
illness?
Stop it! CPS is gonna come for me if you make comments like that.
Well, I'm getting suspicious.
I said I would love him even if he was ugly.
Start saying, I love Daniel Day-Lewis. There's so many speeches of his that I wish were mine.
All I have is my name!
It's good!
Wait, this is the real winner, though?
Yes.
My boy! I've abandoned my boy! I've abandoned my boy!
My boys are out in the stroller right now, and you're gonna wake them up. I literally need you to
you
go
should
home.
Hear me do Lady Gaga's Paparazzi, because it's also Spotify.
You're what?
Lady Gaga's Paparazzi.
Like the song?
No, but honestly, I also do a really good Johnny Cash. But I have to be like in a total blackout to do it, you know? Like a fugue state.
I'm actually crying.
It's good. My boy!
Okay, no. I'm done with your impressions for today.
Okay.
Just for today.
This is the movie that's pretty good.
It's really good. It's really good.
Do you think Riley's out here? Okay, oh, we're still rolling. Bye.
Bye.